Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are on the porch this morning. We are on my my back deck, courtesy of Ebbs and Low, getting me since none of my friends would have an intervention with me, the before and after work he's done, I was like, okay, mine probably looks pretty bad.
Well, you know, yeah. I feel like I need to stand up for your friends as one of those people. The one thing is like, it's really hard to, like, tell you that. To be like, hey, Drew, spend $20,000 on your deck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like, hard to just be
spend other people's money. Yeah. But at the same time, something needed to be done.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Ebbs and Low Renovation. Steve Ebbs does, the man is an artist, I'm telling you. I mean, it's one thing you design it, it's another thing where it's also just, it looks good together. Now, he does such a good job, I'm going to have him paint my the back walls here, because it looks out of place now too.
Yeah, I know it does, but you know, that's what happens when you get in an elevated area.
Uh-huh.
You know, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this looks great. Well, that looks bad in comparison, and so then you have to, you know, upgrade that.
Well, and then, you know, what I didn't realize is what a big part of my entire outer, my house, the back deck is. You just think it's just the back deck. No, it's changes the entire look of the house. So anyway, you can go to ebbsandlow.com. Is it ebbsandlow.com or ebbsandlowconstruction? Hang on.
Just ebbsandlow. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Search it out.
Yeah,
Louisville, Kentucky contractor.
Exactly. So bathrooms, decks, you know, kitchen, you name it, they do it. So, I can't recommend them enough. So that's where we are here today on the back porch. With Chip being moderately under control so far.
Good so far. He only got in my face once.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely likes to make out, and that's okay.
Turns his head a little bit to do it, you know.
But he's a happy dog, and he's pretty good today. Yeah. And we're outside. But, no, it does add, like, almost square footage to your house. Like, you don't get to count it, but, like, you get to feel it.
And you breathe easier or something. Yeah.
So and this is a really high-quality job out here that you have here on your back deck with your solar lights.
Yeah.
Yeah,
about that. Mr. Conservatory.
No, but it's love AbTech, but like, it's nice when you don't have to like have any sort of electricity, you know, run out here. It's you know, it helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. Nice little finishing touch. That's what I said. The man is an artiste. So what's today? It's Thursday.
Thursday.
So John
July
Bowl.
11th.
Yeah.
Little John Bowl. Oh, and his daughter passed the medical exam.
Absolutely.
The medical
board. Yep.
So we'll get to celebrate with John Bowl when we talk to him.
So I assume that means she passed the first one she took.
I think so, because it took so long. So
that's
the
why they want you to take it twice, so they can make money.
So she passed when she was under all that stress,
yeah,
with the police officer and the ticket, and then the second one, which I assume is pretty expensive to take. I think he told us it was like over $1,000.
Yeah,
was unnecessary.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think he said $750 a piece, or was it
$750?
I think.
Yeah,
I think
it's a lot of money. But but congratulations to Little Bowl. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what her name is.
Yeah.
but congratulations to her. She's going to be a doctor nearby, I assume, or maybe Chicago.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out from John a little bit later in the show. So we got that going on. I don't know. There's not an obvious place to start anywhere. I mean, Jeff Brohm yesterday, you know, talked a little bit about, you know, his high school coach, Dennis Lampley, who passed away. And if you were on any social media yesterday, you could see anybody the guy had played for was just going on and on, not about what a great coach he is, which he was, but just how much he influenced their lives. That was the common theme I heard.
Yeah, and a lot of guys that played for Coach Lampley were out on social media as well. You know, I mean, Nate Huber in our office played for Coach Lampley, and Duke Robb I saw made a tribute on Facebook, and so many others, really. And so it's one of those deals where you could tell that, you know, he touched a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm.
Won a lot of football games, obviously, but, you know, and Jeff wanted to get out there and talk about, you know, what he...
Yeah, you knew everybody was going to be hitting him up, so, you know...
Might as well just do it.
Yeah.
Might as well just do it all in one fell swoop there. So it was a little odd yesterday. We're after the press conference. You know, Brady Brohm, he's an operator. And he's just over just over there leaning against the Heisman Trophy. And I'm like, that's going to take some getting used to.
Brady Brohm leaning against the Heisman Trophy.
That's a funny way to put it. That's going to take some getting used to. But really good to see everybody in the summer, because I missed on Monday.
We couldn't both go 0-for-2 in Brohm press conferences in 1 week.
No, couldn't. No. Well, I mean, Monday was just not going to happen. There was too much going
Same,
on.
Yeah.
Too much happening on Monday. But I was really happy to get the quotes on Monday. But yesterday was 100% about Coach Lampley.
Yeah, there wasn't even any other questions. We just talked to him a couple of days ago.
Well, there's nothing else to talk about.
Right.
I mean, nothing. What changed?
Well, yeah, exactly. Nothing. I was practicing. Oh, yeah. But can't.
Wait, what? Is this player in?
You
know, hey, Coach Brohm, I know your high school coach just passed away. I got to ask about your backup left end.
Yeah, no, that would have been the wrong time.
On.
Wrong
yeah,
time.
Not going to do that.
Yeah. I want someone to be that every now and then. Press conference. It'd be great to see. What's the guy from Fox that just harasses the press secretary?
Oh.
Peter Dune or something?
I don't watch him, so I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's just, we need somebody like that to be that big of a troll at a Brohm press conference. Like, how far would you have to, like, be a jerk to get Jeff riled up?
But, right.
Yeah.
Man, I know Biden. I was watching the news last night, and I know Biden's having a press conference either today or tomorrow, like one of the 2 days. And it's like his first one in like 8 months. And like, but I was watching, I was like, I am so glad I don't follow this, like, in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my main motivation now, like, it's all...
Chip, get away from that. Sorry, it's like a bee. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dead bee.
You don't want to get stung, bro. You don't want to get stung at all. I don't know what it is. What is it? Oh, it's like a moth. Oh, it's a bee? Okay. It's a weird-looking bee from over here. Well, we are in the back deck, and they're in nature. It Chip's over there interacting with potential pests.
I said that like I didn't have a microphone on, too. I was like, Chip!
Well, the last thing you want to do is get your dog, like, nose stung, and he's got swollen.
Right, exactly.
The vet.
Yeah, eat all the gummies like you did the one time.
That's right.
Stone dog. Greatest pictures ever. So I don't know, where were we before? I was trying to get Chip to not.
I don't know. I was
bug.
Just saying that I was glad I don't really delve into politics.
Yeah.
It's a stress that I just don't have in my life that a lot of people get caught up in.
Yeah,
just don't care.
Well, we are. But you know, it was fun even just going over and like being around the stadium. I mean, it makes you in the summer. That just kind of just makes me miss football. Like, come on, I love it when there's, you know, sports to.
Well,
excited about it, even beyond our own.
You know, I was actually having a thought, like, yesterday, driving home after the – I was like, man, that stadium, it was great. You were there. I'm feeling it. What about our game day experience? And I was like, we're so far away from this. Like,
right.
It feels like we're close.
But, no, we lie to ourselves.
But we're not really that close. But we are kind of close. Like, if you got to kind of get mentally ready a little bit, but not too early. Don't go too early.
No, I know.
Yeah,
but it is – you know, now you'll have the media days. brigade of, you know, one, at least it looks like a lot of them are a little more spaced out this year.
Well, we had the Pac-2.
Now, that's funny. They had a media day yesterday, the two of them, huh?
Yeah, and they had an open bar, and one Damn of the right ADs was like, if anybody deserves an open bar, it's us. And I do think that there's quality and value in Oregon State and Washington State, but they are
geographically
challenged, and the Big 12 doesn't want them, and the Big 12 taking anybody.
Well, and I don't know what kind of nonsense is going around. Explain to me where this started. There was a Dellinger report, right?
So Dellinger at Big 12 Media Days. You know, at first, I'll back up and say Brett Yormark went on stage and said, we're open for business still.
But he said, he said that last year as well.
And he's talking about just business opportunities. They're in deep discussions with Allstate to name the league. Mm-hmm. But they are still looking to expand if they can find good quality schools. Of course they would. And Dellinger on a podcast basically was like, Clemson and Florida State have had an early conversation about maybe joining the league. Now, Clemson and Florida State are in a grant of rights battle, you know.
Yeah, that they lost yesterday, which is one time, you know, you complain about things being in North Carolina too much. Not the case.
No.
They're leaving the case in North Carolina.
No, we want
they could stay all there.
We want this in North Carolina.
Yes.
For sure. But also, like, the Big 12 makes less money than the ACC does.
It's a 50-50 ball right now.
I mean, right now it is.
Right now it's a 50-50 ball between the two. I mean, I would say the ACC slightly greater than the Big 12 at this point.
Yeah, and if you follow the current projections, the ACC does have, it is set to grow faster than the Big 12, if based on the contracts.
But it's a 50-50 ball.
It is. And a big part of this that nobody's really talking about, because it's 2036. There's a look-in here in 2028. You know, for ESPN and the ACC. And I'm wondering what that kind of looks like.
I wonder how it's – if it were more important of a date, I would imagine that ESPN wouldn't be the sole decision maker in that.
Right.
I'm guessing, you know, ESPN has the look-in rights to say whether they want to, you know – well, they want to cut their own deal open.
Sure, sure.
Which they're not going to.
Unless they think they're going to lose Clemson or Florida State to Fox.
Well, you write that in the contract. Well, an addendum, I guess. You write in there.
And so, you know, right now, ESPN has no motivation to restructure a deal because they get Clemson, Florida State, Carolina.
And I don't think they'd have any more motivation in 28.
Well, unless...
You're right. Unless you no longer have...
Unless those schools might get poached by Fox, CBS, NBC, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only risk that you run. So when that looks like that could happen, if you lose the grant of rights deal, and then part of that podcast, Dellinger, going back to the podcast he did at Big 12 Media Days, is that Florida State and Clemson have asked for the league to contract. You know, that...
Well, I wonder if that in the future of a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
That when you really start getting this much money and you really start looking, what does Vandy bring to the table?
Sure.
I'm sorry, what does, you know, Indiana, Northwestern, Purdue,
and the
Big Ten?
It's probably not going to happen for those conferences that are flush with money right away, but for the ones that are trying to go up and keep up with the Joneses, you know, I think Clemson and Florida State are looking at Syracuse and Boston College and like, what are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you all helping us?
But how do you do that? How do you organize a coup and throw people? I mean, Louisville got – or Temple. Was it Temple that got thrown out of?
Temple got thrown out. I don't remember why. I don't remember what mechanism they used.
How little effort you got to put.
Louisville actually got put on notice in Conference USA because of us being very kind of wanting a lot, you know. But Jim Phillips is in an awful position publicly because he can't go out there and tout the league and say, look at us, we got Clemson and Florida State, when Clemson and Florida State are suing you.
So, yeah, they're hurting themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, not much, but they don't feel it directly, but they are. They are hurting the image of the league.
Yes.
When two of the star teams are like, we want out. I still don't know where they go. I still don't know where they go.
I don't know either. But as soon as Dellinger says this on a podcast that they've had early discussions, it turns into, it's happening.
Yeah.
This is going major discussions, deep in discussions.
I would hope Josh Hurd has had, you know, a discussion with someone over there.
Yeah.
You know, not like deep discussions, just, hey, if XYZ happens, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right here. I mean, that's, I would assume they all have those early discussions.
Sure. And, you know, like part of, I think maybe, everybody's like, why would Clemson and Florida State leave? if the ACC makes more money for them, less travel costs, things that are better for their fans. Well, the Big 12 deal doesn't last as long as the ACC deal does. That's the other thing. And if you're looking at a changing environment, you know, Prime is getting into discussions for college football. Apple TV will. Netflix will. HBO Max even got involved with some college football discussions this past, like, a couple weeks ago. Wow. Like, all these streaming platforms are starting to get involved in the discussion. So a deal that goes to 2036, what does media look like in 2036?
Yeah, but I still don't know how much money an Apple deal, Prime deal goes for.
But what we do know is that the Big 12 will be able to negotiate sooner than the ACC unless that look-in that we talked about has a material effect.
We'll see how much more money, though, they can get. I mean, I don't know. Just what's the appetite from the networks? I mean, that you don't know, you know, as well. And you don't want to be a league that plays on 9 different channels like Major League Baseball. You don't want to make it. You know, at some point, it should get easier for your fans to watch these games. The more and more money you make off of it, shouldn't we go to making it easy to get the game?
Well, that is
it's almost counterintuitive. It's actually almost counterintuitive because you want to go to the game. They're going to make it more difficult and charge you for it.
Well, the Big Ten's about to experience that. You know, the SEC is going to be on ESPN. You know that. ESPN and ABC, that's it. But the Big Ten's going to be on Peacock, NBC, CBS, Fox, FS1. They're going to be on all these different networks, and that gives them a variety, and they do have a lot of teams.
Yeah, but it comes down to fans just want to know, where can I watch the
game? And SEC with ESPN has that luxury. And right now the ACC does too, frankly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that is a nice, easy thing to do. And I think part of the reason the ability or the desire to contract would be, listen, we have the same TV deal. This is how ESPN values us. They don't really value Boston and Syracuse in this market or whatever. And now by contracting, we have more money. Just
the market thing doesn't. People are starting to figure out doesn't matter.
Ratings.
You're gonna find and subscriptions. What motivates you to to watch them? It's so funny, these TV deals. I just go back to when we're putting together the rights deal to get the contract here.
Yeah.
And late in the process, just met with for advice at lunch over Jimmy John's. They. Senior athletic administrator, I would say, would be a good way to put it. Yeah. And I was kind of explaining too far inside and out of the deal. And he goes, I just want to know where I can listen to the damn games.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know. And I was like, well, we got that.
I know exactly who said that.
We have that.
I know exactly who said that.
Yes. This wasn't something that was heavily involved in the process. That was actually the premise of what our partnership that, hey, you're going to have a station to put Global first. And a lot of times I just want to know where to watch.
That's
the game.
Right. That's right. Well, and, you know, you have that with television, you know, now the ACC network growing into it. You know, the regional sports network and the CW is a little quirky. But one of the things is that Louisville is really well positioned in terms of where we are in the league's pecking order of teams getting watched in football, and we have the number one college basketball market in the United States. So both those things help, you know, because we swap between third and fourth in a given year between Louisville and Miami. So, you know, in terms of our television ratings in the league. So it's Clemson and Florida State, 1 and 2, and then third and fourth, often if you look in the years, it's Miami or Louisville. It depends on how
Carolina be close into that.
Carolina's not really.
Really?
No, I mean, no, even when they
it's
were
Carolina football. Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same.
They don't support it like they do basketball.
No, it's definitely true.
They have a fun game day environment there.
Yeah, it's great campus. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just not like a big television watch. It's just like if you look at the ratings, you're like, wow. I thought more.
I just don't think they have that much of a following, but boy, they believe in them every year.
Yeah,
I mean, the freaking media and the ACC between them and Miami. I don't know who the faith was. It Ennis last year that tweeted that it was like, hopefully someday you'll find someone who believes in you as much as the ACC media believes in Miami.
I love that.
I think that's word for word.
I mean, he should just resurrect that same one
just
every
quote
year.
Tweeted
just,
every year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, trademark that thing.
Yeah,
you know, put it on a shirt, and they spent so much money this year on players, and Mario Cristobal obviously has to win this year. Like, his hot seat is like legit.
Yeah,
you know, because they've spent a lot of money. They have a lot of capital. They have a lot of good players. They need more wins. And Cam Ward is a serious player. I really like Cam Ward. So we'll see how that goes for Miami this year. We'll have him here in town.
That's probably the highlight of the home schedule,
right?
Yes. Yeah,
not the road. Well, the road schedule is at Clemson, at Notre Dame. home against Miami.
Yeah. No, it's fun to be good in football at a time where being good could get you into a playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the, you know, people, that used to be the entirety of how people look at the schedule and the home schedule. It's like, oh, we've only got whatever one this game. Now it's, we know, man, like, the schedule's good enough at the same time, but it's the focus is on, man, the year, any year like this could be, special.
Well, and, you know, and one of those sneaky games that I don't think people are really, is SMU.
Yeah.
They're probably not coming in undefeated because they have Florida State right before us.
Yeah.
But, and they have TCU and they got BYU.
Oh, they got Florida State right because that's like their game on their schedule.
Yeah. And it's at home. And then they travel to us. I like
good emotional letdown. Yes. Good emotional letdown. Yeah, hope it's a triple overtime game winner for you.
Shoot, I hope they win. We don't have Florida State on our schedule this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so like go
SMU
Mustangs.
Scares me from the standpoint of they came to the league now. We don't need any money. We'll come without money because we have so much money, is the implication.
Yeah. And their entire offensive line, their quarterback threw for like 3,200 yards. Like, I think only like four interceptions. Like, the guy is really good. I don't know what they have on defense. But that's a game that if you're a Louisville fan and you're like, well, we only have the Miami game. Nah, you got it.
But you don't – it's not – the focus is not just the schedule because it used to be the schedule was what inhibited you from doing what you wanted. Now that doesn't matter.
College football playoffs, there's 12 teams.
Yeah. You got to be in the top 11, basically.
You got to – and you know what? Like those
– or win the ACs.
Or beat Notre Dame or Clemson on the road and hold serve at home, you know, beat Miami at home. You're in the conversation.
Just win the ACC championship.
Or do that.
I mean, I don't know why that. To me, there's a good chance they could be 7-1.
In the league.
In the league. You know, and I mean, I think that gets you in I mean, hell, 6-2 might, depending on what the year goes like.
It could. You know, it's divisionless now, so it's like less likely.
You probably got to go 7-1.
And you could do it if you get the tiebreakers or stuff like that, but it's better lose one.
Always better, yes.
Like, always better just win them all. But, you know, like, Jeff Brohm has this history of, like, winning, like, the incredible game.
Mm-hmm.
He just does. And I love that, and I look forward to knowing which game this year he's going to go out there, and everybody's going to be like, wow.
Well, I hope it's Notre Dame because the hype train would be out of control.
It would be, but Clemson's a league game.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, Clemson is that league game that could, if you lose that one, it could prohibit you from getting into the ACC championship game because you don't have Florida State on your schedule. So, a lot of times you want to win your league games. I don't want to lose any of them.
Yeah,
I don't want to lose a damn game. I love where we are against Notre Dame. I am a little concerned about Miami and Clemson for sure.
Like, yeah, I mean, those – I'm concerned with a lot of them. I mean, I don't think they're so good that they can, you know, look and go, oh, we don't have to worry about this squad here. You know, I mean, it's like I think they should win these games, but I don't think they're so much better they can just show up in any of them.
You think Dabo's feeling any pressure this year?
Not as much as you might think as an outside. I think the thought is they got a lot better as the year went on last year.
Yeah, they did.
And they're going to, you know, carry that on here in the offseason. I mean, it's – if they're not – it does get really hot really fast because of his stance on transfers and all that.
And the NIL.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, I kind of appreciate the idea of this is my way.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
But I also think it's a little foolhardy to never adapt.
Yeah, to not adapt at all. Like, I don't understand that.
Or, like, to say, hey, we lost a couple outside linebackers and we're a little thin there. Let's go get one out of the portal.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe
what everybody else is doing. It's not like it's even frowned upon.
Right. No, you know? I don't understand the hard stance against it. And, man, Chip is
believe
this hair in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rubbing his back fur the wrong direction.
Wow.
And I just gave him a bath like 2 nights ago.
He's not even that hairy of a dog.
You wouldn't think.
But he's got hair.
Dominates the house.
That is amazing.
Dominates the house.
And he's little, the little bitty hairs, too. They're like the little short hairs.
It's ridiculous.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was something right there even for me to behold. I was like, wow.
But no, Dabo, I think if they're like 8-4, probably
that's
feels
a problem.
The pressure. Probably feels the pressure.
That's a problem.
Because this is what they've bought into. And the world's a lot different when you don't have a generational talent at quarterback. When there's not a Deshaun Watson. When there's not a Trevor Lawrence. I mean, they've won games. They've won games with Cade Klubnik and Kelly Bryant and guys like that. But they're not – it's not the same level. They're not – you know, they're not going into the top 10 And but this year, you know, if they are a top 10 team and they could sneak into the playoff playing good football at the end of the year, like they were last year,
yeah,
maybe they go in there and do some damage. We'll see.
All right, we'll continue along here. I'll get the laptop out and get the text line. We'll have that for you if I can get past the hair. So we'll do that for you. So we'll have John Bowl on. I was thinking there was something else. Other stories to get to here. What was we got to talk about the Patino tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll do that on the other side. Again, we're out here on my back deck thanks to Ebbs and Low Construction. This thing looks entire. You want to go see, like, check his Facebook page, check mine when I, you know, re-Facebooked it or whatever the hell you call it.
Yeah.
To the before and after work. It's amazing. You need any construction done, can't recommend them fat and more. Ebbs, ebbsandlow.com. E-B-E, two B's. In an S. That's how you spell the regular ebb and flow, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
ebbs.
Correct.
And flow. And low. Sorry. I don't know. I'm getting frog in my voice here all of a sudden. We're just past the Carlin Roof. We're just past the precipice of the Carlin Roof. And, of course, did that a few years ago when there was some storm damage. A lot of times with storm damage, you don't know. Neighbor Doug, who was over there, was telling, hey, you may have some damage upon your roof. And I was like, really? Got the estimate. Boom. 100% covered. I would never have even known to ask. If you're dumb like me, you might want to just ask. Just have somebody check it out. It's Carlin
Doug.
Roofing and Sheet Metal. It's online, carlinroofs.com, CARLON roofs.com. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, and tell me who's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's
broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right, the football song Faith Chase was trying to give us there as we come back here to my deck, the ebbs and low work here on this deck, which doesn't even look like the same place. The exact same measurements, looks five times more open.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah,
it really is.
Awesome
and
job,
there's something
man.
About high quality, you know, whenever something's done well, you want to hang out in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just want to be around it.
And then the what's it called?
This is a cantilever.
Cantilever, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize yesterday as I was trying to close the cantilever that the whole thing can pop out, and I was under attack by the cantilever yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It can pop out?
Yeah, so I didn't know that part. I didn't know it wasn't all the way locked down, so I'm getting blown by the wind.
Oh, no.
You know,
it's like
by
a giant sail. Of course, there is no wind this morning. When I was pulling into Owl Creek this morning, hot air balloon right over your neighborhood.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That tells you there's
no wind at all. Yeah. So a serene morning out here in Albany.
Yes, lovely. Lovely like that. And with Chip behaving, Chip loves Blankenbaker. There's just no way. There's no way around it. I didn't even know he had that bone. He brought it up to you.
Oh, no. He brought me two bones.
Yeah. That one I haven't seen
in a
while. And
he tried to put it in my hand.
I saw.
I'm trying very hard to kind of like let him know that I love him.
Yeah.
But like maybe not fully engaged.
Yeah. Don't need the slobber.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like if I fully engage that he's going to like. He's going to become a part of the show.
Well, that's why he has his own Twitter account.
Yeah.
Or somebody made it for him.
He is a good boy.
He's a good one. So,
there we go.
By the way, we have a neighbor who's I guess would be, I don't know if they're married, but I would say son-in-law is going to pitch in the Major League All-Star game.
Really?
Yeah. So I was walking Chip last night. Let me just look up the name because I meant he went to Tennessee. Let's see. Garrett Crochet.
Really?
Yeah.
He's an Owl Creeker.
No, well, I don't know about. No, his he would be the son-in-law.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The daughter, who's I don't know if they're married or just boyfriend girlfriend. So I'm, you know, I don't.
That's pretty cool,
but,
though.
But you know, when they moved in like a year or two ago, they're like, yeah, it was this guy who pitched at Tennessee, kind of a guy that was a late bloomer, yada yada, and they're talking about the minor leagues. I'm like, oh well, I don't know how long. I mean, I didn't keep up with him at all. And then I see him yesterday. He's like, hey, he's an all-star. How about that? Going to Arlington for the game.
That's amazing.
Like, wow.
You know, and we had that conversation with Aaron Flaker the other day about Louisville baseball. He's like, you know, any night you could see a Louisville Cardinal. And he's right. Like, Brian Hoeing pitched, you know, last night in the Marlins game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know, Detmers, Bobby Miller, you know, and Will Smith's catching.
Which why I was glad to hear Aaron also say, as a guy who has put his own money where his mouth is, to say it's the ex-major leaguers. You know, it's time to get some of their help because
– It is. Especially guys that have gone through arbitration that are making several million dollars.
More than several million.
And I will I don't know what his level of involvement is, but Donovan Mitchell has been involved with the circle. I don't know how, you know, it's not one of those things that I think Donovan's like, I need a press release on. No. I think he's just supporting the program. But I don't know if it's millions of dollars or if it's 50. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I know he's been involved.
At least he's not giving to another school's NIL like Rick Pitino did, who did his best to mend. He did exactly what – I don't know that it's accomplished yet because Ty Spaulding texted you and me. He goes, this is what you said he'd do. He would find a way to mend fences.
Okay, it's an
attempt.
Sort of.
So what he did was he tweeted, I don't know, basically wanted his team to win the TBT, right?
Yeah,
essentially,
yeah.
I mean
– Well, and he's propping up Russ Smith. He's like, don't drink the bourbon. Of course, Russ drank the bourbon last year.
Warms my heart to see my guys together. Let's win this thing at the Rusticulous. Sell your great bourbon, no drinking it.
Yeah. And Russ later said, this year, I promise I won't drink it. And so what was cool about the photo, before we get into the Pitino thing, it's a Denny Crum recruit-coached team coached by Denny Crum recruit. Reese Gaines.
A team coached by Denny Crum recruit, yes.
Yeah, and Reese Gaines played his final year for Rick Pitino. A lot of Pitino players.
Yeah.
David Johnson, who played for Chris Mack.
Is apparently going to be announced today or something.
Well, he's in the photo.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
He's in the photo for Pitino.
I had zoomed in. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, right there on the left.
Yeah.
And so there's like all these little areas, eras that are kind of, you know, intermingled with this TBT team. So I think it's pretty cool. Now, the Pitino stuff.
Yes.
I listened to Luke last week.
Yep.
I get it.
And that's kind of – he expressed it much better than I did. I kind of knew that would be his reaction. I didn't know totally why that would be his reaction.
Right. But the money is still there. It's a material thing that went to UK that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not really about pick me. I know that's not what Chase – I mean, I understand what Chase is saying on that.
Yeah.
But
it's a little bit of that.
To me, I'm like, I understand if Rick Pitino wants to put his head in the sand about Louisville and the administration and
not head in the sand. I mean, he got fired, he got railroaded by people who aren't here anymore.
But he's not listening to people close to him that there's a lot of love for him with the fan base here that watched him in Greece and Iona and bought St. John's gear and want the best for him. You know, like, he has put his head in the sand on that front.
I don't know if it's heads in the sand. It's just the sand is so far from his head to begin with. You know,
maybe.
I mean, that he's just unaware of it. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of Luke talked about that a little bit last week. Like, he wouldn't hear from a, you know, a Rummage or somebody like that wouldn't register with him.
Yeah. But, you know,
I think he's misjudging it. Yes, I agree. Just think that. I do love, though, how you have chosen the one thing that is unchangeable that you don't like about it, which is the money, because now you can be totally consistent, hold a grudge all at the same time.
No, because all I did is on the Rick Pitino tweet, if you go and look at it, I replied at 502 Circle.
Oh, you did?
You know, you give them money, give us money. I mean,
look.
I understand. Solve any
baseball problems, right? I mean, just give it to your fellow New Yorker, Dan McDonald.
I'm with that. Absolutely.
You know, that would be instantly forgiven.
Which I guess we added a couple more JUCO players this week.
What does Dan McDonald like transfers or NIL?
He doesn't like winning.
That was the most ridiculous narrative of this whole end of the baseball season because we have checked the podcast a little over a year ago. I guess a little less than a year ago. We had Aaron in studio and Dan and talking about raising money to pay players.
Yeah. Baseball does need to get back. I mean, there's just no, you know, when you make that salary.
I think he's well aware. Yeah, I think this is
you got to get it done. But I support Dan McDonald. Yeah. You know, like I really think he's one of the best coaches out there. And you got to get it done, though. Like, yeah. As much as I like Dan McDonald, you got to get it done. That's just the reality of the situation.
And people largely aren't going to care until the postseason.
Correct. Are you in the NCAA tournament?
That's not ideal, but this is the fan base we have. Let's show up to the Kentucky game.
Totally.
Maybe a big ACC series if the weather's perfect.
I don't know. It might be fun to go down to that February.
Oh, there's nothing might about that. I'm already thinking about that.
But if basketball's going the way it's going,
yeah,
that's going to be tough.
It's going to need some warm weather at that point.
You might be right.
That's the double thought there.
Dallas, yeah.
February.
Is it Dallas? Is it Arlington? Arlington is Dallas, but
right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. No. I mean, I'm with you on that entirely. But if basketball is what I think it's going to be, it might be tough to. Might be tough.
What
to
has? Look, I'm excited as hell about basketball too. But what specifically has given you? Because I haven't seen. Like, I got to see things for me to have opinions on them.
Well, so it starts up front. Chucky Hepburn at point guard. I think he's a really good point guard, and he's a very good defensive point guard. And I don't have any questions about like Pat Kelsey's offense. It's can Pat Kelsey in a power basketball league get stops? And he started with one of the best dudes getting stops out front in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, I'm like, all right, this is great. And then having some of the other coaches and players and people that go to the practices or workouts or whatever say, look, they're going to be pretty good defensively.
Yeah. I mean, just because they – didn't have great defensive ratings there doesn't mean that he can't play the way. Look, you're not going to be great at both if you're at College Charleston.
No.
So you've got to pick your brand.
Right.
And I just go back to the Mike Leach line when he was assistant under Hal Mumme, and they had just gotten called up from Valdosta. I remember interviewing him, did a series called Mummy's Men to get to know the assistants and Mike Leach. And I asked him the question everybody's asking, like, can this weird offense work in the SEC? And his answer was it's always stuck with me. He's like, well, I get better toys, too.
Yeah, yeah, true.
My toys to play with here all of a sudden are a lot better. So, yeah, I think with better toys, the system will still work.
Right, and we had a lot of dudes play in very good systems last year. I mean, when you talk about Colorado and Javon Hadley, you talk about Corin Johnson in Washington, Wisconsin with Chucky Hepburn, Terrence Edwards Jr., James Madison's in the NCAA tournament winning games. Like, there's a lot of really good pieces of veteran guys that have played a lot of basketball and been successful. And Pat Kelsey has also been successful where he's been. So I am pumped. And last year, like for a fan perspective, one of my big concerns with the last 2 years, getting stops, don't letting guys get blown by. That I don't believe is going to happen with this team. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to have 100% stop rate, but I am saying that when you watch a game, I don't expect when a guy goes off the dribble to just go by whoever's out front.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped about that.
So we do have he was on with Andy Katz a little bit. We got a 2-minute cut from that. Here you go.
With your hire because of your passion and your energy. If I'm a Louisville fan, what am I going to see on day one when I get to the Yum Center on the floor at both ends?
Yeah, I that's a great question. And I was asked questions similar to that at my press conference. And what's this going to look like? And what are we going to be this year? And, I'm a big believer that those things will take care of themselves if everybody in organization, starting with me all the way down to the student managers, are doing their job every single day with excellence. We got a weightlifting session that's going to start here in 3 minutes. And the goal of that weightlifting session is to be the greatest weightlifting session in the history of our program. And then as we turn the page to the next thing we do and the next thing we do and the next thing we do, that'll be our focus. And that's always been my way. Right. I let the guys like you, right, make all the prognostications.
But I don't mean wins a lot, but what style of play? What will me and everyone else, what will we see in terms of the way you want to play?
Well, first of all, I think, Skip Prosser used to say a team usually takes on the personality of their coach. So you're gonna see a high energy team, that plays hard. I like to think that our teams, our staff's teams, my teams, play with grit, play with tenacity, play with passion, play with fire. We're always going to play stinking hard. Our teams are usually from an offensive standpoint, dynamic in terms of our pace, how we play. We push the ball. We play downhill. There's a lot of possessions in our game. We value ball movement, people movement. We value three-point shooting. We're typically one of the, you know, toward the tops of the country in three-point volume rate, but we're also usually very, very good in offensive rebounding, so we go and pursue our own misses as well. On the defensive end, you know, we're going to be a tough, nasty, tenacious, I like to think, man-to-man team predominantly.
So, I mean, every little nugget's good. He's got a little Scotty D in him there. It's going to be the greatest weightlifting session in the history of our program. He's got a little of that, like sometimes so optimistic for people that they call it, you know, people think it's cheesy. But I got to tell you, it's always been sincere with Scotty D, and I think it's sincere there.
I think what Kelsey's getting at is how you do one thing's how you do everything. So, like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
You heard in a previous clip with one of the assistant coaches, Foy, strength and conditioning coach, you can do it right or you can do it again.
You know, I like that.
You know, that's basically what he's saying. And I remember Jay Wright in the NCAA tournament. Somebody asked him about his team warming up. And it was the year they won the national championship with all the guys that are now Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was like, listen, we want it to be the greatest warm-up ever. And it was. Like, honestly was watching that warm-up of what is now the New York Knicks. And it was like, these guys are absolutely incredible. They are dialed in. They are locked in. And I just think that is a mentality. It's a winning mentality of if we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
I wonder, though, is there any part of you, and I am as guilty of this as anyone, who, because of the contrast to the previous staff,
maybe
we have a warped perception of how organized this is.
Sure.
I think I do catch myself getting too excited about a coach with a plan.
I think this is so I'm divorced, right?
And, yeah.
You know,
raise his hand over here as well.
Found my second wife. And
it's like how he called you there, Ashley. I mean, that's, you know,
my
the love of your life.
My now wife,
yes.
My forever wife,
yeah.
My love
there,
of my life.
Much, much better.
And I can tell you that it was so much easier that once you find that person, because you know exactly what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know what you do want,
okay.
You know, because you married somebody, you obviously, you know, had some reason to marry them,
sure.
Or whatever, but there were some things that were deal breakers. And so you move. So now you find somebody that you're like, this is it. This is what I've been talking about. Like this, you know, and you know, you hope that it's amazing. And
so you look at Pat Kelsey the same way you look at Ashley.
Right now I do. We are in the honeymoon swoon.
That's what I'm gathering. Chip is stirring. It makes me wonder, like, if Furniture John or
he's running back and
Michael
forth.
Columbus, like, is coming by with something unexpected.
Maybe.
Don't know.
I mean,
I don't
the sun also is starting to peek out. Maybe seeing shadows move.
I don't know.
But I think when you're with somebody that has like deal breakers,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going through, and you kind of know a lot more about what you're looking for.
Yes.
You know, you're
looking. Again, what we learned today is you look at Pat Kelsey the way you look at your wife.
Yes.
That's good to know. That's great. That's what I took out of it, audience. I don't know what you took
and
out of it.
Currently, the fan base and Pat Kelsey, we're in that montage stage. You know, where you're happy.
Do no wrong.
You know, things are good. We're going and getting an ice cream. We're walking through the park. We're smiling, holding hands. Everything's good. So,
and then the real work starts.
And then we will start playing basketball games.
Yes.
Adversity will hit, and your relationship will get tested. It will. And maybe it's great.
Your
maybe.
Relationship will get tested.
It will.
You're right.
But right now, it's amazing.
Yes. That's great. Back to reality.
This is reality. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But it's, you know, look, it's fun to get excited about basketball.
Definitely
that's the thing.
Is.
It's one thing to suck. It's something to know you're going to suck. And we knew last year. But you knew in the back of your mind. Well, I watched one exhibition game. Like, well, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
So
one of our listeners last night got on an airplane in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Kenny Payne gets on the plane.
Really?
And
sounds like the start of a joke.
And Danny. We'll leave his last name out. Danny is he's a first class, and he's got the seat open. He's got the seat open next to him, and he's like,
"Oh my God,
I really hope he doesn't sit next to me." And then at the same time, he goes, "Wait, no, I do want him next to me so I can read him the riot act." Of course, you know, of course, Kenny Payne goes to sits in coach.
Yeah,
he's getting buyout money from us and $1 million from Arkansas, and he can't get a first class ticket. What's the deal?
I don't know. That's like actually surprising. That's actually surprising. Yes.
6 foot
eight.
That'd
be the first thing I would go after.
That?
Yeah. That's the first thing I would go after. I have people now texting me wanting my my tennis picks. So Chase, I should have had that youthful attitude to let it all ride, but I let most of it ride yesterday. I should have listened to you.
And you won?
Yeah. It paid $50 to pay $3,000. I hedged $1,200. Wow. So I still made $1,700.
Still
a lot. On a three person tennis parlay.
Doesn't suck. Chase, so what happened was we're at the Jeff Brohm presser yesterday. Jeff Brohm finishes talking about his coach, and then I get a nudge from behind me, and Dieter goes, "Chase was right."
Yep. I just looking at those values, it's like, I mean, 50 to win 3,000 is, you know, that's crazy. Good value, especially when you got one left.
Three underdogs.
On three matches and consecutively, like,
and they were all what, 285 or worse
or more. Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I have to look at
that's
it.
A wild run
with a profit boost. Here it was. So it was plus 187.
Okay,
that's nothing.
Yeah,
plus 314 and plus 390.
Wow,
50 pays 29.19.
So you had 2 6-11s happen there in the college football playoff. The 11 beat the 6 twice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I'd say the 11 versus the 6 is probably about 325,
about right. Yeah.
Right? Plus 320. So that's pretty improbable to have all those things happen. So congratulations to you and your money.
Yes, yes. But it would have been more of it. So I hedged 1,200. So right. at that point, 1,200 would have meant 300 profit from the bet. So, okay, I'll do that. And then
I don't play the parlay.
Was 1,700 too. I normally don't either, but it was a big boost, and I was like, I just felt like pretty strongly about that.
How big was the profit boost? Was it a 50 or 30?
30. 30%.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
It's most I've ever won on an individual bet.
What about your pick five where you bet the wrong horse? Did you make?
I think that was like 1,600.
Oh,
it wasn't
under?
As much, yeah.
That was fun, though.
That was, yeah.
The wrong horse.
Yep.
Hit a pick five.
Yep.
You're way better when you make mistakes.
Yeah, I know. Just hit the wrong button. But, yeah, I should have just been like Chase and just let it ride, man.
That's awesome.
All right. So, yeah. Well,
congratulations.
I don't know who we got.
So, we got Poloni, right? And two.
Let me pull up the matches.
Women's matches.
So, we got, I guess, Vekic and Paolini.
Yeah.
And then Barbara Krejcikova and Elena Rybinenko. If I'm even close on that one, I don't know.
So,
is there a men's match this morning?
Alcaraz plays today, doesn't it?
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Men's semis are tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, how much was the office celebrating with all of our Italians in there, huh?
Just got a few Italian flags I sent back and forth with Nick Valvano.
Nicky.
Yeah.
No Sofuro?
Well, he wasn't on the text
loop.
No, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I was over with Brohm, you know, watching.
I know. But, like, people didn't text you. You didn't get a Tarullo text. You didn't get a Itz text. You didn't, you know,
I got
Sofuro.
Nick. I got Nick.
So Nick
and Zach.
Okay.
Zachy C walked in. He goes, it's like in the third set. He goes, you're looking, yeah, you're looking good. You're gonna win this. And I was like, don't you ever say that to a gambler? Don't you ever say it. Yeah. And then he did the right thing because he immediately goes. He goes, you got no chance. You suck. So I'm like, all right, that makes up for it.
Although once you do say it, it's kind of out of the bag.
What's that?
You know, like once you say,
once you've said it.
Oh, you got it. We're running away and there's a furlong left. You know, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Get nosed at the wire.
I would take Vekic today in this first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Vekic?
And I'd be tempted to take the underdog in the other one.
Really? Okay.
But look, you get two Eastern Europeans. Two Eastern European women who, like, their whole life rides on this.
How do you say their names? I was going to say
Krejcikova and Rybinenko. Or wait. Rybakina.
Rybakina?
Rybakina.
Okay.
I don't know. Rybakina, yeah. Krejcikova.
I have a bet on that particular match, but I have no idea how to say their name. So
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it here, Vekic, and then on the men's side, I mean, this is when we actually should have gotten. I, as much as I think of Medvedev, I don't think he can get Alcaraz. If he gets down a set, bet the hell out of Alcaraz. You get way too much value there.
Yeah.
And Musetti and Djokovic.
How do you play that? I'm going to go with the Djokovic.
I keep betting against Djokovic at my own peril.
Right.
But he just had knee surgery a month ago.
Well,
so
he just had a week off. He had a match off.
I'm
on a walkover.
I think I'd go Musetti.
Okay.
At plus 500. I would do it.
That was a big win. Diener's wearing a Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl shirt, too,
yeah,
by the way.
It's fire. Fire.
I mean, I was like, I'm going to figure out a way to work this in. We're just going to have to shoehorn this in.
Yeah, no.
It's Bo Jackson spiking the ball after a touchdown.
Touchdown.
And there's no, like, Bo Jackson. You just know it's Bo Jackson.
Yeah, right. I'd assume it as well that it's Bo Jackson.
What if it's Marcus Allen? You got the Marcus Allen shirt.
Hey, he was pretty damn good, too, in that
great
game. Yeah, let's not disrespect him like that.
Him and Nicole Brown.
Why do you got to go all the way there? You went full blanket maker. You went absolute full blanket maker. So I went all out. Anyway, we are here on my redone deck by Ebbs & Low Construction, ebbsandlow.com, to find out more about that. I'm going to get RGB out here. We're going to figure out a way to get some speakers maybe up here inside the little rooftop, and then we'll clean up where the wires are here and fix whatever Roku is ruining my life right there. I'm sure one of them is. But whatever comes to your audiovisual needs, just remember that. Red, green, blue, rgbhometheaters.com. They did a great job on the interior of my home with the sound system in the living room is amazing. But if you want an outdoor setup, you want just a TV hung all the way to building out a full sports bar, they'll do it for you at RGB. Red, green, blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com.